This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up in about 40 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Cypress Hill and Atmosphere when they come to Baltimore at Pier 6 Pavilion later this summer. So keep listening for your chance to win those tickets. Shortly, we should be joined by Nikki Javala, senior writer for The Athletic. She covers the Commanders for them. She was with the Washington Post for a long time, now with The Athletic. So same job, different outlet.
She'll be getting ready to head up to Boston area.
Yep, for a business trip. Yep. All right, so we head out now to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to Nikki Javala, senior writer for The Athletic. Good morning, Nikki. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. So I saw that you reposted J.P. Finley's video of Terry McLaurin coming out and saying hello to Commanders owner Josh Harris, to Jaden's mom, Regina. Some people saw that and thought, oh, that looks like celebratory Terry. Maybe he signed a deal. Uh-huh. Doesn't seem to be the case. What was your takeaway from that quick interaction that Terry had out of training camp?
I just thought it was super awkward.
Yeah.
I just waited the day before and comes out fair and, you know, daps up the owner like nothing happened. It was odd. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. That was kind of my view of it.
This is clearly like an orchestrated PR thing, right, that Terry is doing, going out there and signing autographs with the fans every day, right? Because typically, I mean, he's a good guy. He signs for the fans, but not like this, right?
Yeah, I get the sense that that's what it is. You know, just go out there, remind everybody that you're beloved by fans, that you're sort of a face of the franchise. He does care about the fans. This part is important to him. But, you know, when you're holding in and then to come out while players who had practice are walking out or walking back into the facility just to sign fans and, you know, get the crowd chanting your name, he knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Dan went on record, said, look, not a distraction. We're locked in. We're rocking on, you know, the whole thing. Any sense from the guys yet that it could, that a little roll their eyes talking about it, that kind of thing?
No, not, you know, nothing out of the ordinary. I mean, they all say publicly that, you know, they're just doing their own thing. They support Terry and,
yeah,
you know, they understand the business side. So I think Dan Quinn was right that, you know, players nowadays, they get it. You know, this is what happens or what can happen, and you got to keep it moving.
I almost feel like the Micah situation that happening sort of like the next day or whatever the timing of that was, it almost helped Terry from a PR standpoint. Like, hey, this happens around the league, no big deal.
I think it would have helped Terry if it had come first, but I think Terry actually helped Micah.
Oh, okay.
Because Terry was, he held out, then he held in, and then, you know, it's become a pretty messy dispute.
Mm-hmm. At what point,
is this too?
At what point does it become a distraction? About week, you know, prep for week one?
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. I mean, I would say even the last preseason game, because that's when the starters are beginning their prep. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's their star receiver, and they don't have a ton of depth on this team. So you lose Terry, you lose quite a bit of your offense.
Right.
Nikki, you may or may not know this, but what does he sit in team meetings as well as being on the field?
While he's on PUP, he can sit on team meetings, and he can do strength and conditioning.
Okay.
He can only observe walkthroughs, though.
Okay.
So she said he is sitting in on team meetings?
Yes.
Yeah.
He is. Okay.
Nikki, at this point, are we getting too enamored with Bill Krosky Merritt, or is he tracking towards meaningful playing time at RB as a rookie? Because we saw he was running with the ones with Jaden Daniels a couple of practices ago. Like, what sort of role do you envision for him come week one? I know I'm jumping ahead
of
preseason.
As of now, I definitely see him making the team. I think he's a really good player. I think he was a steal in the 7th round. The question is, who does he boot out of the running back's room to take their spot? I could totally see him making the team. I think everything is sensationalized in camp. It is. Everything is. Every throw is magnified. Last year there was a whole narrative of how the ball never touched the ground when Jaden threw. Mm-hmm. Like, that was... Everything is over the top. So you're getting that with him, but I do think he's a good player. And he's an older rookie, too. I mean, mm-hmm. he had been in college for quite some time, and then he had the eligibility issues late that kind of cost him in the draft. But he's a powerful runner, too. I mean, he is built like more like a linebacker than a running back.
And what kind of speed does he have? Is he pretty fast?
Fast. He's very explosive.
Yeah.
And he's got good vision, so he can find the holes before they're even there. And I think that's his biggest strength at this point, because you just don't see that all the time in rookies. Just that vision behind the line and knowing where to cut and when is very instinctive back.
Mm-hmm. What about kind of flipping over to the defense? Has Kinlaw looked pretty good? We haven't heard much about...
He's been kind of quiet.
There hasn't been a lot of negativity there, but how's he looked? You haven't heard much about him.
Yeah, I mean, he's looked good. I think the line has looked good. It's, again, hard to tell for the guys in the trenches because it's, you know, you get like a couple days of hitting, and especially with fan days, I feel like the fan days, the stuff they do is more orchestrated and geared toward the fans.
Yeah.
And they probably do a little bit more, not hitting in walkthroughs, but you see a little bit more of their strategic view and where guys line up and everything, and we can't see that. But I think next week we'll really get a chance to see how both lines look, how the backs look, how the corners are doing when they go to Foxborough with the joint practice and the first preseason game. I mean, as I think back to a couple of years ago, that's when we first really started to notice the deficiencies with the secondary and Emmanuel Forbes when he came in. Because before that, it's like, oh, wow, he's had 6 picks in camp. You know, throwing against air, really.
Mm-hmm. Right, and then he was terrible.
What have you noticed, if anything, with Connerly? Because he's another one we haven't heard a ton about.
Yeah, no, I think he looks good. I mean, I could see them doing like they did with Brandon Coleman last year and kind of starting the season by rotating the tackles.
Mm-hmm.
It was him and Cornelius Lucas, and that worked out well to start, and then you eventually hand over the keys to the young guy. I could see them doing that. That's kind of how they've been doing it in camp. You know, one day Connerly will go with the ones, another day Wiley will go with the ones. So he's looked good, and he's got good like leadership and mentorship around him. You know, when you're learning from Laramie Tunsil, you know, you're in pretty good standing. I think the left side of the line could be their real strength, which is great for Jaden. Just with Laramie Tunsil there, I think Brandon Coleman. I think he's a really smart player and one of the more versatile players they have on this roster. He's underrated in my mind.
Are we nervous about him leaving practice early? Do we have any more word on that yet?
We should get an update here soon. Quinn talks at 8:30.
Okay.
So hopefully we get an update.
Okay.
We're joined by Nikki Giavala, senior writer for The Athletic. Let me ask you about another rookie that's got a pretty good opportunity in front of him in Jalen Lane, with no De'Ami Brown there, no Olamide Zaccheaus, those guys depart, no Terry McLaurin on the field during training camp. So he's had more opportunities as a receiver than I think most people thought would happen. I think most people pegged him as like a return specialist at some point. Tell us what you're seeing from him, and what do you think he can do if he gets meaningful playing time in the first month or so of the season?
Yeah, he looked really good. And like you said, he's getting more reps, so you're getting a chance to see what he can do on offense more. And like he to me is the best slot receiver they have on the roster right now. Luke McCaffrey has been getting quite a bit of time with the ones, and they've been kind of moving him all over to see where he fits him best. But Jalen's looked really good. He shows his speed when he plays, quick cuts. His route running isn't quite as polished as, you know, a veteran, but that's something you can improve on. But he's looked good, sure hands. Like I've been impressed by what he's been able to do on offense. Because like you said, you just weren't sure. You knew he had the speed. You knew he could be a weapon in the return game, but could he contribute on offense? And I thought the last practice the other day was probably his best.
And on special teams, is he on the one unit as a punt returner, or is there someone else out there?
They've been mixing them around quite a bit.
Yeah.
So you still see Eckler out there quite a bit. I think they're still trying to figure it out on, do they want to use a running back? Do they want to use a receiver? And that too will ultimately determine their initial 53.
Speaking of RBs, how do Robinson and Eckler look?
Good. Robinson looks more confident, I'd say. He also looks like he's not put on a ton of weight, but he just has more muscle, and he was a pretty muscular guy to begin with. But that whole room, they have a lot to prove. Every veteran is, you know, either on a one-year deal or in the final year of their deal. So pretty important season for that group.
Nikki, does Dan Quinn seem not fazed at all by the fact that Eckler got knocked out of two games with concussions last year? It was a problem for him last year, exposing him to more hits in kickoff returns. That's not an issue?
He hasn't really gone into depth too much about it. It doesn't seem to be an issue. I think that's, I hate to say it, but I feel like that's one of the things in the NFL. Like, you just got to kind of monitor it and move on. I mean, a head injury is no, you know, you never want to overlook that. But, you know, either he can be on the field or he can't at this point, you know. And so far he's looked good. And knock on wood for his own sake that, you know, he doesn't deal with any more of those.
You know, just looking at it from afar, I mean, it seems like they've upgraded everywhere. If they get Terry back, I mean, do you agree with that? Offensively, defensively, special teams? I mean, we should be better in all three phases. Now, whether or not the record's better, who knows? I mean, a million factors. But, I mean, do you agree with that or no? Have we taken a step back somewhere and I'm not realizing it?
I don't think we've taken a step back. I just think we don't know what they are on defense because they made so many changes. You know, we don't know how all these pieces look together. They've certainly gotten bigger on the defensive line. They've added, a lot to the secondary. I feel like the secondary turns over almost annually anymore. Mm-hmm. But, you know, is that group with Will Harris and Trey Amos, and is Marshawn Lattimore going to be back to what he was a couple years ago? Is that group going to be better than it was before? I don't know. You'd like to think they would be, but yeah, it's hard to say at this point.
All right, so give us the schedule sort of for tomorrow. And I mean, do you have any insight? So they're traveling to, they scrimmage or whatever, they practice with New England, right?
Tomorrow's a travel day, practice with New England on Wednesday.
Okay, on Wednesday.
Thursday off, Friday preseason game.
Okay, so one day of joint practice.
Okay, so you're going to be there, I assume. I mean, will any of that be, like, streamed? Like, can the fans sneak a peek at any of that stuff?
That I don't know, because it's up to the Patriots. I don't know how the Patriots will handle that.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're on their rules.
Good point.
Okay.
What do you expect? I know you're getting ready to go, Nikki. What do you expect for the ones on Friday? How many of the ones do you think will play, if any?
I would think maybe a series, maybe two max.
Okay.
I wouldn't think they'd want any more than that in the first one.
Okay, including Jaden?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we'll see. I mean, hopefully they give us some update today. If not, we'll probably hear Wednesday on what their plan is.
Gotcha.
All right. We know Dan Quinn's talking in just about 15 minutes. We know you have to run. Nikki, thanks for the time. We always appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
All right. It's Nikki Javala, senior writer for The Athletic. Be sure to follow her work. All right. When we come back, a national talking head takes a shot at Jaden Daniels' mom. We'll tell you what he said next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Coming up at 8:40, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to see Cypress Hill and Atmosphere when they come to Pier 6 Pavilion August 15th. So keep listening for your chance to win because it's coming up shortly. Yeah. All right, we wanted to get into some audio here from Trey Wingo, who's talking about an NFL Network interview that featured Jaden Daniels, where his mom comes into the frame and then she's becomes part of the interview.
Mm. Well, look, what has mom meant for you, for your career? Because I know she's there. She's supporting you. She's here at training camp in the Daniels t-shirt. How much has she provided the support to help you do what you've done so far?
She does all right. And now I'm playing. I mean, it's my mom. She's a mom first. She's always going to be there to, you know, uplift me. But if I'm doing wrong, you know, she's going to let me know. So even though I'm 24 years old, I'm still a grown man. But I still got to listen to my mom at some point.
Doing right. That's beautiful.
I need to hear how proud you are of him. Come over here and you can talk into my mic just real quick. Sorry, Jaden.
You're all good.
This is too good.
I'm very proud. You know, proud of him, the athlete, the man you guys see. And, you know, you always need your mamas around. So.
That's right.
Are you here every day, Kent?
No.
Not every day.
Trust me. They'll tell you when I'm here.
All right. So what's the issue?
I think the issue... there's no issue. I mean, it's just Trey Wingo's comments about her. And I don't know if that's on audio or if it was just on a podcast.
No,
or,
I understand that Trey didn't say anything, right?
He's just basically just saying, he's saying that she needs a hobby.
He quote tweeted the video of the interview and he said she needs a hobby.
Yeah.
Maybe, but it's, I mean.
Jaden doesn't have any problem with it. I mean, he's a mama's boy and he talks about it and he's good with it.
Right. She's like, she's his manager. Like,
yeah.
If I had less of a problem with it.
If you're in the Jaden Daniels business, you're going to be in the Jaden Daniels mom business.
As long as
it's a package deal.
As long as she's not like barging, and I know she wouldn't probably because of, you know, there's some obvious reasons, but as long as she's not barging into the locker room like RG3's dad was, you know. Right. And
not causing a scene.
Causing a scene. And, you know, I think I'm fine with it. As long as she's not a distraction, which she doesn't appear to be.
I mean, for Jaden, I think it's much more intrusive that she's, like, accompanying him on dates.
That,
like
that, I have more of an issue with.
That part is weird.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing to me.
But a mom...
Well, like, who knows how accurate
that is. Can you imagine accompanying a 24-year-old, one of your kids that's 24, like, you're chaperoning one of their dates?
I mean, no. I mean, I've taken my kids and their girlfriends or whatever, like, to a hockey game or something, but, like, no, not like a date.
But right, it would be bizarre. It's borderline. That is borderline bizarre behavior
that I have more of a problem with. But just like a guy's mom or dad who happens to be the manager also being at training camp, you know, just on the outside looking in, I think it's fine. No, I get no issue.
Right.
I think
she seems
fine.
Like a very nice woman. Every time I've seen her interviewed, she's very, seems very kind, polite. Like,
yeah.
Has her son's best interest at heart.
I'm sure all of this happened last year and he thrived.
Yeah. So didn't really affect him.
Just keep thriving, buddy.
Did RG3's dad, he wanted to be influential in game plans and who to play?
It's possible. Well,
there were reports that he went in with Robert and went to the coaching staff and said, see all these running plays that are getting my son blown up?
We got to change that. We got to flip that.
And then Shanahan's were like, well, if you take away his running ability, that's 90% of his superpowers. Like, we're not going to do that.
Right.
Like, that's... and get out of our office. You're not the coach. We are the coaches.
Right.
That was a much more tilting dynamic.
Yeah.
Than anything that's going on here with Jaden's mother.
That's what I'm saying. The Robert's dad situation, that was kind of a nightmare. This doesn't seem like that.
Yeah, because Robert was kind of a nightmare.
Kind of.
Not just the dad.
Kind of. Did Robert ever respond when Shaq kind of threatened him publicly? Did he ever respond publicly?
I don't know. You guys are on Twitter. Who knows?
I mean,
I'm sure he did.
I'm not sure that he did.
How could he not?
I don't follow RG3 on Twitter, but I mean, sometimes you don't have to follow him. His tweets.
Yeah. You just see the... I mean, Shaq basically threatened to kick his ass if he kept talking about Angel Reese.
He did.
If he kept Angel Reese in his mouth.
Correct. By the way, on a side note, people can't stop throwing sex toys on the WNBA courts.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad.
It's becoming an epidemic.
It's bad. What's that, twice now?
Three times?
Have all of those guys been arrested?
Who's doing
that? I don't know if those people have been arrested or not.
Well, I think the last one was.
I mean, is that worth being arrested? If you throw a sex toy, I mean, I guess it could hurt someone, I guess, in theory.
I mean, technically it could.
You're throwing a projectile
onto the court.
Right. No, it's stupid. Why are they doing that? Why? Just belittling the league is the idea?
I don't know.
Belittle the league?
I mean, I guess that could be part of it. It is funny, though, when the ref has to come and, like, kick it off to the side, and then like the person that scrubs the court down or sweeps the court, they have to scoop it up like in a towel, and they have to hurry off the court with it. It's a whole thing.
You know what? It's embarrassing. Can't we just?
It's not great optics.
Can't we conduct ourselves better, please? Bullying's bad enough.
Well, just think about how much of a loser you are as a person to go to a game in New York. Mm-hmm. And throw that on the court.
Well, first of all, you have to smuggle it into the game.
Yeah, I mean, who knows how you do that? But do you want attention that badly?
I know.
I mean, I guess some people do. Yes. I mean, the answer is yes.
What a moron. So the story was that guy was arrested.
I guess. I mean, seriously, I'm starting to get into it a little bit. when's Caitlin going to play again?
I mean, she, hasn't she missed five straight games?
Seven.
Oh, it's seven now.
Mm-hmm. I think what?
Oh, yeah, she's missed seven, but the Fever, I can't believe
they've
I know
won
this.
Five in
they've
a row.
Won five straight where they're sitting on the bench.
But, I mean, has she missed something like 15 total so far?
That I don't know.
I think it was at least 15.
I don't have a Caitlin tracker in my head, that so sounds I don't
right.
know.
That sounds right.
I think it's like at least 15. And I know that her coach was saying it was maybe good for the team because everybody else has to sort of step up. But it's not good for the league. You need Caitlin out there. By the way, did you see somebody? There's a site called like Brick Center or something like that.
Okay.
And it just, the people that they focus on is Angel Reese.
Right.
And they showed Angel Reese working out in the post. And she's basically virtually unguarded. There's, mm-hmm. there's like a guy there feeding her balls and right. like leaning against her. Mm-hmm. And she's missed like five layups in a row. Like she's making little post moves.
Yeah, sure.
And I've never seen anyone that bad.
I think you got duped. It's an edited video.
Oh, it's fake.
I saw it. Yeah.
Everything's fake.
Got duped.
So I just have to assume everything's fake now.
Well, if it's from a parody account or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I just have to assume everything's fake. I won't ever comment ever again.
I don't
everything's
think,
fake.
I don't think this is fake, but maybe it is. This is proof that life comes at you fast.
Yeah.
Is Dwight Howard now in the big three?
I'm not sure. I feel like
that's what his career has come to.
Yeah, but the big three, dude, the quality of play of the big three is a lot better than it used to be.
I understand that.
It's not like when it had like Charles Oakley out
still,
there.
Still, like, it tilts me when I see a guy that we saw come into the league from high school, and then he played forever in the NBA,
mm-hmm.
played for an eternity, and now he's plying his trade in the big three.
But why does that tilt you? If he still has ability.
It's the passage of time. It has nothing to do with Dwight Howard.
Oh, it just has
I'm
to do.
I'm just talking about like,
okay.
We heard about Dwight Howard when he was a 17-year-old playing like high school hoops in, I think it was in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And now he's playing, his whole career is gone. And now he's playing in the big three.
Yeah.
It's not great.
Well, I mean, Drabby's 43. He's walking around here just bitching and moaning about being 43.
He's 43. You called him 46. He's upset at a lot of product mentions that we keep doing. I won't mention
the
name again.
He's a little bit ornery. Yeah. I think, and he
well,
admitted,
it's a Monday.
He
it's
admitted Monday. That the 43 hit him.
Oh,
like
it did?
A ton
it hit him
bricks.
Hard?
Yeah. You want right? 41 didn't hit you.
Yeah, I didn't care about 40 to 42, but then 43.
What is different about 43?
Just feel like
I would feel like 40 is more of a milestone.
Richard Petty.
Because 40, people say, oh, 40 is over the hill. You can start breaking down. But when you're 3 years, like you can maybe push it off for a year or two.
But now you're closer to 45.
Now you're closer to 45. And once you hit 45, you're just nubs.
Wait till you hit 50.
Yeah.
You're going to be a mess at 50.
Have you noticed like deterioration? Like
no.
Playing tennis, you're slower.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've been playing a lot of tennis.
Like some balls you used
like,
to get to.
Can you notice like you can't touch the rim the way you used to?
Now I do play tennis with a 59-year-old.
So you feel spry.
A little bit better, but he beats me all the time.
Yeah.
My buddy John.
Is that the guy who makes silly sandwiches?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think the biggest tell for me is as I would get older and I could just, like first thing you could barely touch the rim, then not touch the rim, then it's like, it's just embarrassing. Then you're afraid to even jump because you're afraid you're going to blow something out.
Sure.
Well, what really, my birthday was last week, and sometimes I put the camera down and videotape our tennis.
Yeah.
Just to look around and look back, right. And it just looked like a nubber. I was just a nubber out there. It's not even the play, just the speed, and you think you're so much faster than you are. And
mm-hmm.
That's what it kind of hit.
Yeah. Why would you subject yourself to
trying to improve?
I do that.
Filming yourself.
I do that. I film my golf swing. I film my wife and I play tennis. I'll film my strokes.
Yeah, yeah. Got a new racket, so I'm just messing around with some stuff.
Oh, you got a new racket.
And so then I feel like I'm a competitor out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you just look at it and you're like, you're just nubs.
You're like, what am I doing out here? Well, I'm just wasting my time.
Do you still have the hookup? With
no,
the rackets?
No.
That's gone now.
That's gone,
even
yeah.
though Dougie's there, Dougie can't really make it happen.
I don't know. I feel bad bothering him about it. Just hitting them up for free stuff.
Right.
You guys are the pros at that. Yeah, that's not my bag.
We are kind
you know
of experts
what? They can
at
only,
it.
They can always say no.
That is right. True.
Really is a dagger when a guy owns a tennis company and then he sells it.
Yeah. It was a big blow.
It hurts. Yeah.
It's like when my buddy sold his golf courses. I'm like, dude, you really screwed me.
Yeah.
I mean, how dare you?
He really gave it to you.
He really screwed me.
Wasn't great.
Can't sell your golf courses.
He forced you to join a country club.
He did, and I love it.
He forced your hand.
I'm having a great time, but dude, you really screwed me.
Yeah. That was a great hookup.
I mean, if Farley ever sells Pacers,
then you're really
I'll be walking around barefoot.
Then a lot of trips to Nordstrom Rack, I would assume.
So yeah. The issue with turning 43, and Valdez has got a couple more years of this, is you can – how old is Aaron Rodgers?
41, I think.
Yeah, I'm 2 years older than Aaron.
Like, you're older than
Rodgers.
The oldest guys in the league now.
Before, you could kind of go, maybe, you know.
I can still grasp.
Like, I'm that 40-year-old that's still out there.
Yeah. Like, is there any – athlete getting it done at 43.
I mean, maybe a golfer or something.
Yeah, golfer. Yeah. Okay, golfer.
But nobody,
no tennis guy.
No sport where you're running around.
No
not
chance.
Not where you're really using your athleticism.
Are there any pitchers or no, like, pitchers at 43? Like, fat?
I don't know if they're,
Dominicans that are pitching?
How old's Verlander? No. He's got to be
Rich Hill. Rich Hill just
got 46
back.
Or something, right?
I don't know if he's 46, but he just got back.
Is it Charlie Morton butt old?
Charlie Morton's old. I don't know
who was the guy, the big fat guy that pitched for the Mets? Like,
Bartolo Colon.
Yeah, yes. Bartolo Colon.
Bart Colon.
Yeah. Is nobody like that anymore.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, it's over.
Verlander's 42.
Yeah.
Yeah.
42 and 165 days. He's 42 and a half.
But he also sucks now.
Yeah.
No. That'd prove your point.
Rich Hill's 45.
45. Yeah. It does suck when you're like, you're older than it. Like, I was invited to be on the senior league. Like, what is that?
Well, I mean
that's what it is.
Like, pretty soon, we're going to be able to walk into certain grocery stores and get senior discounts.
When is that?
We don't already?
I think it's like 55. Yeah,
I'm 55.
We're 55.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I turned 55 in 2 weeks.
Get, like,
so you have to tell them that you're...
I think you have to
say, and then you show your ID or whatever.
Yeah.
And
give me my 10% off. Ship it.
So you get 10%. That's the deal?
I think it's certain grocery stores, like... There are definitely senior discount days.
Well, I know. Don't McDonald's, don't you get like a cheaper coffee or something?
I don't know. Maybe. We should be taking advantage of all of the discounts for the geezers.
I would think 38 hits you hard too, kind of like 43. Because Valdez turned 38 yesterday. Because, I mean, you're right on the cusp of 40. I mean, you're right there.
No, and see, I'm good with it because my body's been breaking down before that.
So you've been used to it.
Yeah. So I'm used to this.
Cool with you're like locked in.
I've already know the ship has sailed.
You already know it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I figured that out a couple years ago.
My knee's
getting ready to fall off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got so many maladies running through my body.
Right.
Yeah, it sucks.
What do you have on your foot? You have got
I got a cyst on my foot that pops up every 40 days.
Move. Yeah, but the thing, if you're 38 and you just get right for a little bit, you can have one last run.
Right.
You know,
hurrah.
Yeah. I mean, like Djokovic is 38. You know, that's no problem.
Yeah.
He's still a competitor.
Yeah, but
not
again, you're comping yourself to the
most elite athletes of all time.
That's what you have to do.
No, I would never comp myself to anything close to an elite
athlete.
What did
you just say? I can never
do that. Drab's in fantasy land still.
Yeah.
He doesn't realize we move like glaciers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not like, in fantasy football land, just real
you
fantasy.
You gotta remember, there is a fantasy land element to Drab. First of all, he always has wanted a stadium in his backyard. He entered a professional tennis tournament.
That's right.
You know, like... As an amateur, had no idea what he was doing. He just wanted to enter a professional tennis
I'm not going to listen to you guys. You guys have acted older, 20 years older than you've been for as long as I've known you. You guys
probably
have been
true.
Dying to be old your entire life.
Oh,
lives.
I'm not dying to be old.
But, you know, you've been dying to be old.
No, that's quite
I've just
the
come to grips with it.
54 going on 84.
No, that's quite the opposite.
No, that's true.
Maybe for Jason, not for me.
No,
I'm not dying to be old.
I know. It's
horrible.
I want to be young.
Yeah.
You think I was happy eating dinner at 3 o'clock last night?
No, but you did. And I appreciate that.
Well, hold on. Why'd you have dinner at 3 o'clock?
Well, I mean, I have
it's a Sunday.
Just because you have to go to bed?
No. It's just that's what time I got hungry for dinner.
That's brilliant.
At breakfast, didn't have lunch.
Plan.
And I go, you know, I'm going to have some dinner at 3 o'clock.
It's earlier than I've ever had dinner.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have dinner around 4:30.
That's like a matter of routine for you?
No later than 5:30.
Blue plate special.
A lot
right
of times
there.
4:30.
4 or 4:30. Like you and Teresa will sit down and have dinner together.
Yeah, she'll make it and it'll be done by 4 or 4:30. We'll, you know, done by 5.
What's the latest you'll eat dinner during the week? 6 p.m.?
Probably.
That's latest.
Probably
that's
6.
That's pushing it.
Probably 6.
I had dinner last night at 9:30.
Well, you got into town. You probably got into town later.
Unfathomable.
No, you
were in Jersey.
No, I got home early yesterday. And then Meg wanted to play 9 holes. Couldn't play until 6.
Oh, you couldn't play.
Played, and then she wanted to get kava on the way home.
Nice.
So by the time we got it, I don't know, it was 9:30.
Way too late. All right, when we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win those Cypress Hill and Atmosphere tickets. So keep listening for your chance to win. It's coming up next.
All right, trust the 5-star experts at Crop Metcalf, people, for all your residential and commercial cooling, heating, plumbing, and pest control needs. With summer temperatures on the rise, let Crop Metcalf make sure your cooling system can handle the heat. Call today and get a brand new cooling system installed starting at just $186 a month. That includes all future service repairs, plus system heating and cooling checks for one low monthly price. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Star technician.
Caller number 10 right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to score 2 tickets to Cypress Hill and Atmosphere, Dank Days of Summer Tour with Lupe Fiasco and The Far Side Friday, August 15th at Pier 6 Pavilion. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. So 10th caller, you're going to get those tickets for that show, which is in just about 2 weeks. All right, so Baseball Cakes was unaware that the Speedway Classic was a thing.
Oh, really? You didn't
see it? I had no idea that they were going to have a baseball game at Bristol Motor Speedway over the weekend, but they did, and reports were that there were 90,000-plus people at Bristol Motor Speedway.
Give me the setup again.
Okay, they built the stadium right inside the track.
So this has been like their like the hockey bit that they do. Like this is similar their version.
Yeah, kind of.
They're trying have to they just... been doing this for a few years now? Or is this the first year?
They did the game a few years ago where they played it in the cornfield in Iowa, like the Field of Dreams.
You know what? Yeah. I like that.
That's kind of cool.
I like that.
So
they did that. And it was a huge hit. The game was I think it was a walk off.
Uh-huh.
The aesthetics of it were pretty cool. And then they've been trying So they've been trying to duplicate this in different venues.
So they host the game at Bristol Motor Speedway.
Yeah.
And
there's 150,000 seats.
You don't want to around the stadium. You don't ever want to get comped to Firefest. People were saying this was MLB's version of Firefest
because
I guess the Fan Fest before the game was a big cluster.
Right.
It was a disaster. The concession stands ran out of everything except bunless hot dogs and cheeseless nachos.
They weren't prepared for that.
How can you have cheeseless nachos? It was terrible.
Well, they had way more chips than they had cheese.
They also tried to forge through the game in a monsoon.
Yeah,
the only reason they did that is because all the fans were out there.
Right.
They said, let's play an inning because Manfred was out there and all the execs. They said, we got to play an inning to show the fans something. You could look at the forecast and realize we can't play this game.
Hitters could barely see the baseball.
It was a nightmare.
They played one inning?
Yeah, it was the dumbest thing of all time to even play. They didn't start until 9:40. It was delayed for, you know,
two and a half hours, I believe.
Yeah, almost 3 hours. And it was still raining. The infield was mud. The only reason they played is to show the people that were there, 30 minutes of baseball plus Fox.
You also got the musical duo of Tim McGraw and Pitbull that nobody's ever sought out. Nobody's asked for.
Mm-hmm.
That happened.
It's quite the collab.
Yeah. I've
heard Pitbull's like the nicest guy on the planet.
Well, the reason why it was such a debacle with the food is because it rained. It was a monsoon for hours and hours. So 91,000 people were in the concourse.
Right.
Milling around. It had nothing to do but sit, stand in line at the concessions, which were a mile long. And it just turned into an absolute nightmare.
Yeah.
It was. I watched it. I mean, Jeter and Big Papi and A-Rod, they're all doing, just killing time because they were covering it for Fox. Yeah. They're just killing time. It was just an embarrassment.
Is that to fill?
Yeah. That's what they were doing.
I mean, it didn't even look good like on TV because it was like pouring rain.
Right.
It was just a disaster. Why don't they do it in the cornfield every year? That was amazing.
I don't know. Just make that
They're trying to change the location all the time. I saw some of the seats were obstructed view.
So obstructed.
Like if you got one of those bleacher seats that's on the racetrack, you're behind the scoreboard almost.
Right.
Because
they erect
anything.
A massive scoreboard. If you're way out on the far reaches of the racetrack, all you see is the back of the scoreboard. Can't see the field one bit.
They're just trying to do new markets. It was the first MLB game ever in Tennessee, so that was like kind of a big deal. And they're trying to just give reasons for you people to watch on TV. I mean, they did the Negro League Stadium a couple years ago, or maybe it was last year. So they're just trying to come up with new stuff. I just wish they'd stop having events in racetrack stadiums. They do it all the time. It's just always nubs.
What other events have they tried to do? Like
Virginia Tech and Tennessee played there, right?
Yeah.
Back in 2016, I think.
I think that was a big disaster, too, if I remember right.
Can't recall.
Is it just because they're just too big?
You're a million miles away from the field.
Yeah.
It never looks good.
And you're also going to have usually baseball stadiums, the popular ones are packed at 40,000, 45,000. They had almost 100,000 people there.
Mm-hmm. And by the way,
maybe more in
Tennessee's sake, what's the point of even playing at Bristol? Like their home stadium seats more people than that racetrack does.
Mm-hmm.
Neyland Stadium holds over 100,000 people. Like, so what's the attraction to playing in a different part of your state?
I don't know.
It's weird.
It might be the setup. That's probably what it was.
One thing I did notice this weekend, I saw some of the clips from SummerSlam, and you're the wrestling guy here, Drabby. Okay, so you have to speak for the wrestling community.
Yeah,
I was stunned by Jelly Roll's strength. I don't know if you saw any of the clips, but is it Logan Paul? That's the one that wrestles, right? Logan Paul has always blown me away with his athleticism, actually. I think he's a pretty darn good wrestler. And so Jelly Roll did, one of these cameos. And he actually, there was a point there where Logan Paul was going to pick up Jelly Roll and slam him.
Mm-hmm.
Jelly Roll picked up Logan Paul and slammed him.
Him.
I would have bet $1 million he couldn't do that.
Wow.
$1 million. Like, I was stunned by Jelly Roll's strength. Now, when they do that, is Logan Paul, like, jumping?
Of course. Like,
but even still.
Of course.
Even
he
still.
He kind of jumps into his arms.
Yeah.
Do you think Undertaker is really picking guys up by their necks? Well, I haven't seen that.
Well, no.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Jump up and let him
I don't
do
know
it.
What you're talking about. I don't know that. Okay. I've never seen that. But,
so he lifted him up above his head?
So I'm assuming he helps him, right? But he's jumping a little bit.
He definitely
still
jumps.
Picks him up.
Yeah.
Are you watching?
I'm watching it.
He picks him up and he freaking slams him.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big jump by Paul. Like, he's jumping like Rodman for a rebound.
But he's holding him. He's legitimately holding him. Well,
that's that's momentum.
Yeah. I mean, okay. All right. So you can do it.
Yes. I got some dude with springs in his shoes.
I'm more impressed that Jelly Roll can actually move around because he was,
he barely moved.
Yeah, but I mean, for a guy who was morbidly obese like a couple years ago,
he still
needs to lose weight, but like a couple years ago,
he looks
ago,
a lot better.
He wouldn't have been able to get to the middle of the ring and do any of this.
Yeah, no, he looks sickly, if you ask me.
Did you see Jelly Roll's choke slam?
I saw where he just landed on him. Is that what you're talking about?
No. He, like Drab said, he grabs him by the throat, lifts him up 10 feet in the air.
I didn't see that. I just saw him pick him up and slam him. And it made me think of like when Hulk Hogan with Andre the Giant.
No, relax. He did some training, obviously, and he was taking some bumps out there, which was cool to see. But, I mean, Logan Paul is selling it, and that's why they're so great.
Sure. I just don't understand the technique of it. Here's the technique.
When Jelly Roll bends down to lift up, Logan Paul jumps up with him.
Okay, but he's still holding him up here.
For like half a second. Yeah. Jelly Roll's a big guy still. I mean, he's got some strength.
I guess I would have put him on zero strength, especially in that sickly condition. I mean, Jelly Roll literally looks like he's going to die.
He doesn't look good.
Way better 500 pounds.
I disagree. I think he looks better here. You think he looks better at 500 pounds, able to move?
His face looks terrible.
Well, his face looks terrible because it has 100 bad tattoos on it.
No. His face looks terrible because it looks all skinny. There's something about it just looks terrible.
You always say that when people lose weight. You always say they look terrible. That's your thing.
When you lose too much. When you lose too much. Maybe he lost like 200 pounds.
He needed to lose 200 pounds.
I know. All right, whatever. Whatever.
He needs to lose another 200.
Guy named Jelly Roll, you're upset with how he looks.
I think he looks terrible.
By the way, speaking of delicious pastries, the pastries you brought in from whatever spot, they're good. Because I'm eating the apple turnover. It's delicious.
I know.
The only thing that would make it better is if I put it in the microwave for like 15 seconds. But I'm too lazy. I'm just going to eat it. Thank you, Valdez.
You're welcome.
You stopped by your parents knowing that they were going to have a little gift for you?
And they do that all the time. They just always have a little surprise.
Did you tell them in advance? Did they have warning?
No. I just said, hey, I'm going to stop by, say hi on my birthday. You want to see me? They said, yes.
Of course. Of course your parents always want to see you. Always should be a yes from the parents.
And then did mom go out and get the pastries?
Yeah.
Is there a good spot in Edina for the pastries?
Yes, there's a world famous pastry shop.
What's it called? World famous?
Locally famous pastry shop.
Dude, I thought of you yesterday. We were coming back. This was the most bizarre thing. We were coming back from Jersey. I had to go to that Celebration of Life thing where we had these dinners on Saturday night. And we came back on Sunday. And for whatever reason, as soon as I got over the Delaware Memorial Bridge, it took me, because I was dropping off my in-laws in Bowie, it took me on a route, it took me off 95, and I went to like 15 and 40 or something, and all of a sudden, I'm in like, it's like I'm coming home from the beach, and then I have to go over the Bay Bridge.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, right as I come over the Bay Bridge, I look over to the right, Sandy Point. And I go,
I wonder
if I see the Myers.
Where's Valdez?
Do you see the Myers over there?
Was it packed?
There was a lot of people there.
Yeah, I'm sure there was.
Matt Valdez.
A lot of people there that manufactured whatever that is.
You guys have a private cabana at the Sandy Point? It's just always ready for you guys?
No. If you're going to drive to Sandy Point, you might as well just drive to Ocean City for the day.
That's a very good point, too.
Dude, there's a lot of people there.
I'm sure there were.
It was a nice day.
That's the Redneck Riviera. Yeah.
Hey, my mom used to take me there back when I was about 8 years old.
She did?
Oh, yeah.
I think I went there
couldn't afford the hotels in Ocean City.
Yeah. I think I went there one time.
had to do it on the cheap.
You never know who you're going to run into.
Why is the sand so yellow? It's got like weird sand.
Pee?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like a real beach. You realize it's like on the bay. It's like Bayside.
I understand. But,
why is the sand?
They import sand there, but why not make the sand look more beachy?
Golden Coast.
It looks, yeah, it's like weird yellow sand.
Beach. Probably from all the oil rigs toxic dumping right next to it.
Probably. Probably.
All right, we come back. We will get into EB's entertainment page. He'll tell you what made money at the box office over the weekend and more. We'll do that next on The Fab.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.